Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Parade crash suspect was fleeing scene of domestic dispute. Biden to keep Jerome Powell as chair of Federal Reserve. And the Netherlands and Germany face tightening COVID restrictions as Austria goes into lockdown. It's Tuesday, November 23. I'm Anthony Davis. The SUV driver who ploughed into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least 5 people and injuring 48, was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute that had taken place just minutes earlier, Waukesha's police chief said on Monday. Dan Thompson said there was no evidence that the bloodshed on Sunday was a terrorist attack or that the suspect, Darryl Brooks Jr., knew anyone in the parade. Brooks acted alone, the chief said. 39-year-old Brooks of Milwaukee had left the site of the domestic disturbance before officers arrived and was not being chased by police at the time of the crash, according to the chief, who gave no further details on the dispute. Police said they were drawing up 5 charges of intentional homicide against Brooks. He has been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999 and had 2 outstanding cases against him at the time of the parade disaster, including one in which he was accused of deliberately running down a woman with his vehicle. On Sunday, a joyous scene of marching bands and children dancing gave way in an instant to screams and the sight of crumpled bodies as the SUV sped through barricades and struck dancers, musicians, and others in the community of 72,000. The dead were identified as 4 women, aged 52 to 79, and an 81-year-old man. Mayor Sean Riley described the parade as a Norman Rockwell-type event that became a nightmare. At least 9 patients, most of them children, were listed in critical condition at 2 hospitals, and 7 others were reported in serious condition. President Joe Biden said on Monday he is nominating Jerome Powell for a second 4-year term as Federal Reserve Chair, endorsing his stewardship of the economy through a brutal pandemic recession in which the Fed's ultra-low rate policies helped bolster confidence and revitalize the job market. Biden also said he would nominate as Vice Chair Lael Brainard, the lone Democrat on the Fed's Board of Governors, and the preferred alternative to Powell amongst many progressives. His decision strikes a note of continuity and bipartisanship at a time when surging inflation is burdening households and raising risks to the economy's recovery. In backing Powell, a Republican who was elevated to his post by President Donald Trump, Biden brushed aside complaints from progressives that the Fed has weakened bank regulation and has been slow to take account of climate change in its supervision of banks. In a second term that begins in February, Powell would face a difficult and high-risk balancing act. Inflation has reached a 3-decade high, causing hardship for millions of families, clouding the recovery, and undercutting the Fed's mandate to keep prices stable. But with the economy still 4 million plus jobs shy of its pre-pandemic level, the Fed has yet to meet its other mandate of maximizing employment. If confirmed, Powell would remain one of the world's most powerful economic officials. By either raising or lowering its short-term interest rate, the Fed seeks to either cool or stimulate growth and hiring, and to keep prices stable. Its efforts to direct the US economy, the largest in the world, typically have global consequences. Germany and the Netherlands have been told they should face still tougher COVID restrictions, as the German health minister made the startling prediction that most of his compatriots would be vaccinated, cured, or dead by the end of winter. With Europe again at the centre of the pandemic, ushering in tighter controls mainly on the unvaccinated across the continent, on Monday Austria became the first West European country to re-enter lockdown since vaccination began earlier this year. Stricter rules have already sparked clashes in Belgium and the Netherlands, with the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte describing the rioters as idiots and his Belgian counterpart Alexander De Croo calling the violence absolutely unacceptable. The outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel said tighter restrictions were needed. Eastern European countries, where vaccination rates are even lower, have been experiencing some of the highest death tolls in the world, with hospitals overrun in Bulgaria and Romania. More than 38,000 new cases were confirmed in Germany over the past 24 hours, and a sharp rise in the last few weeks has left intensive care units near capacity. The worst-hit regions have ordered new shutdowns, including Christmas markets. In Austria, the seven-day COVID incidence rate hit a record of 1,110 per 100,000 people, prompting the government to tell people to work from home if they can, and to shut cafes, restaurants, bars, theatres, and non-essential shops for at least 10 days. The return of severe COVID restrictions brought about 40,000 protesters onto Vienna's streets on Saturday, resulting in violent demonstrations in Brussels and led to 3 nights of rioting across the Netherlands over the weekend. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune in to Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, don't believe everything you read.